coming up to 19 to 10. Well, one of the side effects of living in a globalised society is that most things are moving towards deregulation and decentralisation as well. We've seen it with dairy. We've seen it with many, many industries across the country. One that industry that's creating a bit of concern is with our national power grid. And a gentleman that has got some concerns on that is Professor John Quiggin from the University of Queensland. He has written a discussion paper about the national power grid, feeling that we should not just tinker with the grid, but perhaps go back to a nationalised system. Good morning, Professor John. What were your main concerns about the power grid, the way we're set up at the moment?
Well, we really, when we started building interconnectors, we had the opportunity to have a unified system that would link all the states and be planned properly, instead of which, because of the times, as you said, the aim was to get market incentives driving everything. We've had really 20-plus years of that, and clearly the promised outcomes haven't been delivered. We haven't had lower prices, of course, on the contrary, and we also haven't had reliable supply, as we've seen in recent months in a number of states.
You mentioned higher prices. That is a given. We know that we're seeing prices go up across a whole range of areas. Is it perhaps as well that the nationalised system is going to help take care of those other factors, like with the promised services, because they all cost money, and when it comes to the private world, maybe cost becomes the number one factor?
Well, I think that it's not only private versus public, but the whole system under which even where we have public ownership, the corporatised firms act like private firms. To get them to invest, then we need these high rates of return, which is why we've seen these big increases in distribution charges. In addition, we've had introduced retail competition, but on the whole, retail margins have gone up rather than down, and a lot of people shifting back and forth. Those are part of the story, but then I think my biggest concern is with the national transmission system, which is fragmented and then has many different private and public owners of bits of it, and then two different regulators trying to regulate it, and we've just seen that the kind of investment decisions we need being made aren't being made.
Everybody not perhaps reading from the same book, perhaps, everyone not on the same page.
Well, certainly when we look at what happens when there's a breakdown, there's a huge amount of finger-pointing because there are so many people with fingers in the pie that that many different people can blame each other and nothing really gets done. We saw that with the South Australian blackouts and also in Tasmania where the Basslink failed and there was the Tasmanian Hydro was appointing to the owners of Basslink, who are a foreign company, I think, owned by the Singapore government. They went back and forth fighting each other. If we had a unified grid owned either by the Commonwealth or the Commonwealth jointly with the states, we could actually attribute responsibility for this properly and have a system with a clear service objective.
With all of that in mind, John, if we did go to a system where everything is under one roof, so as to speak, can you see prices, if not reducing, at least normalising, for lack of a better word?
Well, certainly I can't see how we could do worse. And certainly a crucial factor is that the government, particularly the Commonwealth government, can borrow at a rate of interest that's far below the rates of return we're paying these corporatised firms. And so so obviously that was how the system was funded for most of the 20th century, essentially, of course, publicly owned, but we didn't have government revenue going into these enterprises. They paid for their own costs and raised debt and covered that debt from their charges, and that obviously was at much lower prices than we've seen once we're paying these commercial rates of return.
Like you said, John, perhaps we could not get any worse than we've got. Thanks for your time this morning. We'll wait and
Thank
see.
You.
We'll wait and see if there's any move in that space. Professor John Quiggin from the University of Queensland talking about the national power grid with us this morning.